My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Su.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to build a brand using live video. So we all know as a review that video is getting bigger and bigger. One of the Facebook VPs said that video content by 2020 is going to be 90% of content. We're already seeing that in our news feeds now. It's, you know, when you scroll, you can't really get by without seeing a auto-playing video. So live video is getting bigger and bigger too. You know, they just... Facebook Live, you have Periscope, and then you have a bunch of others. You have Instagram Live as well, YouTube Live too. I don't think it's called YouTube Live though, but you have a lot of different options out there. And first and foremost, the good thing about live, and even to an extent, when you look at Snapchat, it is an element of live, but it's very short. You're able to get a behind the scenes look at who the person is exactly. So for example, Neil speaks at a lot of different conferences. I want to see what Neil is doing in the background, right? You can see how he interacts with people or what's actually happening behind the stage. And, you know, I do this on my Snapchat and my Instagram stories and sometimes just so people can know, they can get to know me better. And it's not just, you know, what you see on stage. It's not the perfect version. It's the imperfect version too. And you can build a brand with people, engage with your audience too, in terms of them asking you questions. So there's a lot of different things in the live world, but you know, that's just kind of jumping into it. So Neil, I know you've done some live. What are your thoughts around it?
Yeah, live is huge. You guys all know Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk is probably the one who's leveraging it more than anyone right now. and he's crushing it, right, in his own words, as he likes describing. And he's smart. He has someone following around. What's his name?
His name is D-Rock. That's D-R-O-C.
So he hired someone just to follow him around and record. May sound silly, but it's actually really smart. He ended up doing this, and as you can see, like, I have my fan page, and I'm comparing engagement and reach, because Facebook lists it for all your competitors, right? Gary is number one by far. Like, you're talking about by 10x. I kid you not, literally 10 times he's beating out everyone else because he's doing more live videos. It's really effective. You should be doing YouTube and you should be doing Facebook at the same time. They have a dedicated channel for it on your mobile device. You can see how they're just promoting live. And the more you do it, the better off you are, because it helps you emotionally connect with people. I don't care if you're Coca-Cola or you're a corporation, you're not an individual brand like a Gary Vaynerchuk, you could be doing it too. One person shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be the face of Coca-Cola, but a company should. So a lot of random people within the organization could be doing it. They could be taking turns. By doing all this kind of cool stuff with video, you're better off. And the reason you're better off is when people relate to someone else, they're much more likely to end up purchasing from them, converting. They're much more likely to talk about it, do word of mouth. And the beautiful part about live, it's like your own TV channel, right? Everyone's watching TV these days. It's been popular forever. But now you can have your own TV channel using YouTube and Facebook. And heck, I bet you can probably reach more people on those channels or using those mediums of Facebook and YouTube and even Snapchat and even Instagram than you would be if you're like paying for advertising on Bloomberg or CNBC or one of those niche channels. So why not go out there and just start leveraging live video as much as possible? I know it's going to be so popular that in 2017, internally, we're planning on investing a bit more than $300,000 over 12 months. So that's our budget for live.
Yeah, and like Neil mentioned, people like doing business with people at the end of the day. So Neil has a big fan base. Being able to listen even to Neil on this podcast and then also see him live down the road, it's going to pay dividends because you're starting to trust him even more than his blog post. You're able to hear him. You're able to see him in person as well. So for us personally, you know, we don't have a $300,000 budget for it. But, you know, like I mentioned, Neil, we talked a little earlier, but we are going to be investing more into video too, because it's just, you're going to be left behind if you're not going to be touching video, especially live video too. So one practical bit of advice here, if you want to post to both Facebook Live and YouTube at the same time, and you can even, I've seen Gary V rebroadcasting basically him speaking at inbound.org. So it went live on Facebook, but he wasn't really live. You can use a tool called Telestream. I think Telestream is the company. I think it's called Wirecast. So let me Google that really quick. Telestream Wirecast. I think it should be about $500 for, it's a one-time cost just to get it. And then they have a other options as well, but I think the basic version should do. And then, you know, I would definitely recommend having a good camera. You can look on YouTube to see how people are, you know, doing their live setups. There's a lot of people out there. And then I think another thing is getting that blue check mark as well. Neil has a blue check mark that allows his page to go live. I don't have that, but you can Google an article by Leonard Kim called How to Get Facebook Verified, and he'll give you some instructions. I don't know if that's still relevant anymore, if they've kind of buttoned up that hole, but that's one way to go about it. Neil, how did you get your blue check mark?
Leonard Kim did it for me.
There you go.
So I went to high school with him, and Leonard's like, why don't you have a blue check mark? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, do you want me to get you one? He's like, just give me your driver's license and this and that. I don't know what else he wanted. He's like, you already have over 100,000 fans. It's not that hard. I was like, okay. So I emailed it to him. And then he's like, just do this. Or I added him as an admin. Or I don't know what I ended up doing. But within like a month, I was verified. I know that sucks. I wish I could tell you like the exact steps, but it worked.
Yep. And the thing is, Facebook's going to continue to give, we don't know how much longer this is going to last, but if you go live, you have priority right now. Like whoever I see goes live on my feed, they might show like the ocean, or they might be doing something funny like dancing or whatever. It is getting priority right now. So you might as well take advantage of this while you can. It's you know, it's one of those arbitrage games. Neil, what else do you have to add?
Yeah, the biggest thing is don't just do live content where you're just talking and you're showing the ocean or whatever it may be. The whole point of like a Facebook Live is the more engaging you're doing with your audience, the better off you are, right? It's not like TV where it's just one way. It's a two-way channel. You're supposed to engage. So when people are asking or leaving comments and asking questions, respond to them. That's the whole purpose of live. If there wasn't engagement, then there wouldn't be live. You would just create a video, you would upload it, and that's it. If you don't engage with your fans and you keep doing live videos, but it's just you talking and doing no engaging with them, eventually people are just not going to listen as much or watch as much compared to if you engage with them, right? Because that reciprocation will make them want to watch. It'll be like, oh, wow, Neil Patel is engaging with me, or Gary Vaynerchuk, or Eric Sue, or whoever it may be, or X, Y, and Z at Coca-Cola or Taco Bell is engaging with me. Yeah, I can ask them questions. They can ask me questions. Like, this is amazing. I'm getting to know them. I'm building this connection with them. Like, that's the purpose of live. It's not like, oh, I need to tune in at this time because Neil Patel is going to be live. Well, if that's what you're expecting and you're not going to engage, eventually your viewership's going to drop off, just like every other TV show out there. And eventually they end up getting canceled. So if you want to stay on for a long time, engage.
And if you're getting started with live, there is a new app from Justin Kahn, who is one of the co-founders of Twitch. It's not exactly live per se, but it does give you a chance to engage with your audience. What Whale does, so that's the name of the app, it's called Whale. And Whale allows people to ask questions to each other, and you basically will see people answering those questions, right? So you might ask a question to Neil on Whale, and he might answer you directly. But it gives you a chance to at least test drive, you know, how it goes when you're actually engaging with people that are asking you specific questions. So check that one out. It's free to use, and I think for people to unlock your answers, I think it requires credits, or so it might require people to pay for it. But I think it's a good start. It's a good user experience. So, you know, key takeaway here is make sure you start jumping into live, and make sure, like Neil mentioned, that you're actually adding value. So that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.